Before there was a USA, before our Constitution was adopted, and even before our 1776 Declaration of Independence, one of America's best democratic institutions was already delivering for the people, the post office. But it's important to realize that for 250 years, this invaluable public service has delivered more than mail. It was and is a core element of our national unity. Its network of local employees go door to door, coast to coast, 6 days a week in every zip code, physically linking America's widely dispersed, wildly diverse people into one country. It's a universally popular and essential government service that works. Yet, as we've seen with such other valued public assets as our schools and parks, no flower is so beneficial to the common good that selfish corporate opportunists won't try to pluck it for their private gain. So for years, corporate profiteers and laissez-faire ideologues have been plucking apart the budget, staff, branches, and historic mission of the post office. Their scheme is to shrivel service, foment public dissatisfaction with the agency, demand ever more cuts in staff and branches, then push for a corporate takeover and downsizing of this universal nationwide delivery network. It's not just a piece of government they're trying to eliminate. It's the core idea of America itself, namely our people's can-do democratic spirit and commitment to the common good. This is Jim Hightower saying, rather than meekly accepting this corporate retreat from our egalitarian ideals, let's reassert our rebellious spirit. For starters, we can help the feisty American Postal Workers Union push a people's postal agenda. It outlines ways to reinvent and expand the public service that this grassroots network of employees and local branches is uniquely able to provide. For info and action, go to apwu.org. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.